went to the school. I actually
wrote the most beautiful emails I've ever seen in my life.
Email. I asked them why. I said, if you're a teacher, why would you do this? Why did you not call me?
Did you get an answer?
No.
Never.
Have you been afraid for Zoe's safety?
All the time. There's not one day that I'm not concerned. Am I worried that she can get hurt? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because she's young. She's very impressionable, even though she's very smart. And no, she's very mature for her age. That's also pretty scary.
Yeah.
You've been listening to This Way Out. The time is now 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder and Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, online at kgnu.org.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Colorado Music Festival presenting series recital, 21st Century Virtuosos with cellist Joshua Roman and pianist Orion Weiss and the CMF Musicians. Music by Janacek, Takamitsu, Schubert, and Brahms. Details at coloradomusic.org.
Good evening, and welcome to Opera Box, our weekly look at the best of opera. My name is Gary McBride. I'll be your host for the next hour. I'm sitting in for Chris Moore, who is up in Aspen doing other things for Aspen Public Radio. And I listened to the last month or so, couple months of programs that were done by Ron Nadel and Chris Moore, and I realized that they were doing a pretty good overview of the season at Central City and the season at the Santa Fe Opera, and also great retrospectives on some of opera greats. And I thought I'd mix things up a little bit and play a complete opera for you in this hour. And no, it's not Cavalleria Rusticana, it's not I Pagliacci. Think 20th century and think Leonard Bernstein. Trouble in Tahiti is a one-act opera in seven scenes with an English libretto by the composer, which is unusual in his work. This is the only piece of musical or opera that Bernstein ever wrote the libretto as well as the music, and it's dedicated to Mark Blitzstein. It's the darkest among Bernstein's musicals or operas, and it received its first performance on the 12th of June, 1952. We're going to be listening to a 1973 studio cast recording of Trouble in Tahiti with the composer conducting. Let me tell you a little bit about the plot. It's the story of Sam and Dinah, two Americans living in suburban paradise. Although the paradise that we see on the surface is not really what's happening with their lives and with their marriage. The opening scene takes place as the sun wakens the couple, kindles their love, kisses the windows, the walls, the doorknob, the pretty red roof, the flagstones, the paper at the front door, the roses around the front door, pretty much the American dream, suburban paradise of their little white house in, it could be anywhere in America. The libretto mentions Scarsdale, Wellesley Hills, Ozone Park, Highland Park, Shaker Heights, Michigan Park, Beverly Hills, wherever. It's anywhere USA. The only other three voices we'll be hearing in this opera besides Sam and Dinah, are a trio of vocalists which act sort of like a Greek chorus. And the opera opens with that Greek chorus talking about the perfect life. And as you probably figure out, the Greek chorus is making ironic statements about what's really happening in the foreground. The first scene, Sam and Dinah are having breakfast, and of course they're bickering. Dinah is angry with Sam. She accuses him of having an affair with his secretary, which he denies, reminds her husband that their son Junior's play is that afternoon, but Sam isn't going to go because his handball tournament is more important. Dinah needs money to pay for her doctor, who Sam calls an out-and-out fake. Sort of the usual scene of domestic, not quite harmony. Scene two, Sam is at work, exuding confidence, dealing with business on the telephone. The chorus calls him a genius, and then comes another call. He lends money to a friend without any reason. The chorus also calls him a genius and a big-hearted Sam. Scene three, in Dinah's analyst's office, She recalls a dream of a shining garden where love can teach us harmony and grace, then love will lead us to a quiet place. It's Dinah's dream of perfection, which doesn't really happen in her real life. Meanwhile, back at Sam's office, Sam asks his secretary if he ever made a pass at her. She says yes, and he insists in a menacing way that she'd better forget about it. Scene 4, Sam and Dinah accidentally run into each other on the street, but rather than having lunch with each other, they both make up lies about having other things to do and being with other people. Inside the house, the trio sings of the lovely life of suburbia, detailing the possessions that contribute to the American dream. Scene 5, at the gym, Sam has just won the handball tournament, and he sings, "Men are created unequal." Scene 6, in a hat shop, Dinah tells someone about this wonderful movie she's just spent the afternoon watching called Trouble in Tahiti. The theme song, Island Magic, is sung by the trio, which is a complete escapist fantasy of love. Scene 7, Sam comes home, and the trio sings of domestic bliss in suburbia, and Sam and Dinah continue to bicker, but they both agree, wouldn't it be better just to go out and forget about everything and watch a movie? And they end up going to see that movie about Tahiti. Let's listen to the studio cast of the 1973 recording of Trouble in Tahiti with the Columbia Wind Ensemble, Leonard Bernstein conducting.
Thank you. no parks for the kids. Neighborly butchers, less than an hour by train. Morning sun, says a good morning. Have a good day, have a good morning. Joy to your neighbors, till you return. Joy to your neighbors, until you return. To the little white house.
It's cool.
Oh, I'm sick of this life, day after day of the same humiliation, day after day with no consideration of what it means to be a woman. A woman needs so little, a little feeling of warmth, a little.
Brawling. Tonight we'll talk it over.
relaxed and candid and free as grown-up people should be.
Money's run low.
Oh, not again now.
My doctor, you know.
Doctor, my foot, an out and out fake.
He's a great analyst.
The money they make.
You ought to go to.
I'm late for my train. Mr. Partridge, I'm perfectly fine, thank you. She's well. Yes, exactly what I want to speak to you about. With things as they are, I cannot see how you could ask me again. Now, Mr. Partridge. Yes, I know that. You've already said that. Ah, but that's just why I have to refuse you. No. No. Yes, I was sure you would finally see it my way. No trouble at all. Goodbye. Good morning. I couldn't be better, Bill. She's well. Yes, the check is already and signed and waiting. Now don't be a child, you know it's a pleasure to do it for you. Is it sufficient? Don't be silly, man. Of course I can spare it. You'll return it whenever you want to. Sure. Bye. Hey, don't forget to show up for the handball finals. At 4 on the dot. So long.
Oh, so.
Won't you sit down, please? Right there. No, it's only a question that I want answered. Now tell me the truth. Have I ever made any passes at you? Answer the question. I had forgotten that. Well, it wasn't much more than an accident. Was it, Miss Brown? Simply forget that the incident ever happened. The letters can wait. That's all.
and I've got a date with old AJ. Same old business lunch. Too bad we can't have lunch together.
I must run, I'm late already. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
Same party. We have our little house.
We have our church.
lovely day.
Lovely life, happily married, sweet little son, family picture, second to none. It's a wonderful life. Hot to the kitchen, washing machine, colorful bathrooms and Life magazine, and a little white house in bright light. Lovely life, Sheraton sofa, chip and delta, happy white table, won't try nowhere. It's a wonderful life. Real solid silver, wine in the soup, two-door sedan and convertible coupe, and a little white house in Perkins Park.
Suburbia,
suburbia, 6 days of work, fun every Sunday, golf with the neighbors next door.
Suburbia,
suburbia, toothpaste, who could ask heaven for anything more? Lovely life, oodles of culture, over TV, book of the month club, musical tea. It's a wonderful life, happily married, sweet little son, family picture, second to none, in the little white house, in the little white house, in the little white house in Bloomfield Hill. In Berkeley Heights, in Delaware Pines, in Beverly Hills.
Make it and men who cannot. There are fish who go swimming and fish who wind up in the pot. There are men who will study the books till judgment day and examine the techniques of winners galore. There are men who will practice the rules religiously. Every day they'll improve just a tiny bit more, and they'll put all their soul behind it, all their ego, power, drive, and will and desire behind it, and they'll throw themselves in. But they never will win, they never will win, they never, 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 never will win. Flabby and men who are thin. There are fish who are faddish and fish who are trim in the fin. There are men who will sweat out their days in cabinets and be pummeled and badgered and beaten and rolled. There are men who will sweat out their nights in Turkish baths, thereby every reducing machine that is sold. And they'll live for a week on lemons, and another week on bread and butter and crackers and lemons, and lay off of the dreams. But they'll never be thin, they'll never be thin, they'll never, 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 never be thin. Getting thinner, 'cause he's a winner.
and each a boy a hero in a story with a wonderful sequel. Men are created unequal. There are men that whatever they touch will find the gold, and their every decision will always be right. There are men who can handle the work of seven men and still manage to sleep 7 hours a night. You can pour your weight against them, or your fire slow and pale and dark as disaster against them. There is one with a grin, for they always will win, they always will win, they always, 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 always win.
Yeah. dinner when Sam comes home.
There's a law that a man has to pay for what he gets, and that even the winner must pay through the nose. For there always arrives the moment when the payments begin. And I have to go in, I have to go in, I have to,
what did you say?
It doesn't matter.
How was Junior's play?
I didn't go.
Look, Dinah, maybe we ought to go out somewhere tonight. A movie, or...
We went last night.
But there's a different one tonight. Just opened. That new musical. Something about Tahiti. How about it?
Sure. Why not? Anything. I'll get my things.
Time so is there a day
The Columbia Wind Ensemble, Leonard Bernstein conducting a performance, a complete performance of his opera Trouble in Tahiti with the 1973 studio cast, including mezzo-soprano Nancy Williams as Dinah, baritone Mark Brown as Sam, and the Greek chorus of Antonia Butler, Michael Clark, and Julian Patrick. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU.
It is essential for the health and the balance of this world to have these notes and these musical oeuvre played nowadays.
CMF Music Director Jean-Marie Zaytouni joins Gary McBride on Classic Monday.
We offer those pieces of music to you honestly and humbly, and we try to do it to the level of greatness that they deserve.
Classic Monday, tonight at 8 on KGNU. All right, we've got a few minutes left before the end of Opera Box this evening. I thought I'd play a little more Bernstein for you. He wrote another opera. This one is called Candide. Here's the overture and one of the arias from that opera. As you might remember, Candide was based on the Voltaire work with the famous Dr. Pangloss. It's The Travels of Candide and Dr. Pangloss, the professor of metaphysico-theologio-cosmoronology. We'll listen to the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by the composer, the overture to Candide, and an aria.
Thank you. can afford it, we'll build a modest little farm.
We'll buy a yacht and live aboard it, rolling in luxury and stylish charm.
Cows and chickens,
social pearls,
peas and cabbage,
ropes of pearls.
Soon there'll be little ones beside us. We'll have a sweet Westphalian home.
Somehow we'll grow as rich as Midas. We'll live in Paris when we're not in Rome.
Smiling babies,
marble halls,
Sunday picnics,
costume
and a shy life, feeding the pigs and sweetly growing home.
Breast of peacock,
apple pie.
I love marriage.
So do I.
Happy pair, happy we, it's very rare.
Oh, Happy We, from Leonard Bernstein's Candide, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, Leonard Bernstein conducting. You've been listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Gary McBride. I've been your host, and I'll also be hosting A Classic Monday coming up next.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Colorado Music Festival's Week with Say Solo artist-in-residence Vadim Gluzman, performing a presenting series recital, Italian Influences, with pianist David Korovar, Tuesday, July 19th at 7:30 p.m., and Russian Passions, featuring Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D major, Thursday, July 21st, and Friday, July 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Details at coloradomusic.org.
It's what we wait for all summer, the KGNU 28th Annual Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam at the Gold Hill Inn on Sunday, July 24th. This is a great way to spend this afternoon listening to music in the mountains while enjoying home-cooked Texas barbecue and adult beverages provided by Avery Brewing. This family-friendly event begins at 11:30 and runs till 4:30 p.m., featuring three great bands. Rapid Grass, a high-energy fusion string band made up of several front-range musicians, Katie Glassman and Snapshot, a Denver-based Western string band, and rounding out the day will be Free the Honey from the Western Slope. Tickets are $20 for KGNU members, $25 for non-members when purchased in advance. Get yours online at kgnu.org. They will be $5 more the day of the show. For more information, call 303-449-4885. All funds raised from the Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam directly benefit KGNU.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. The time is 8:02. It's time now for Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride, your host for the next 2 hours. This evening, we're honored to have a very special guest, Colorado Music Festival conductor Jean-Marie Zaytouni. Jean-Marie Zaytouni is currently music director of the Colorado Music Festival and Center for Musical Arts, and artistic director of Orchestre de Chambre et Musique de Montréal. Zaytouni recently completed 10 years as music director of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra in Ohio, that Columbus,
yeah,
and principal guest conductor of Les Violons du Roi, the King's Violin.
The King's Violin, yeah.
Zaytouni has also held various other positions with leading Canadian organizations, including music director of the Banff Center Opera as Theater Program, associate conductor and chorus master at Opéra de Montréal, and music director of its young artist program, Atelier Lyrique, chorus master at Opéra de Québec, choir director of the Quebec Symphony Orchestra and director of the orchestra,
and opera workshop at Laval University.
Exactly, yeah.
Welcome, Maestro Zaituni.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming to visit us at KGNU, and thank you for being part of Classical Monday. Well, let's talk a little bit about your role as the music director and the programmer for this entire season.
Yes.
And remember that you're at KGNU, where classical music is just a couple hours out of the entire broadcast week.
Uh-huh.
So we have a collection of programs on this station that cover the gamut. And what I would like to ask you is, you know, as you approach a bolder audience, as you approach, let's say, the listeners of this program who might have just stumbled onto classical music this evening.
Yes.
What are some of the thoughts that you have into planning the program for this season and the different threads that you have going through it, like the artistic currents, like the mashup? You know, what are some of the goals that you had when you programmed this season?
The goals are multiple, obviously. If you're only looking at the, you know, I would say that like the artistic, grand artistic scheme, if I may. So the idea is to, you know, display diversity, basically being able to share different styles of music at the same time, and to have the same orchestra who can actually play all those you know, this orchestra at CMF is a great asset. It's a gem, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, they're my musical family here, but I truly I'm impressed by them. And so they can do it all. You know, we just, you know,